Okay, so here we are. We're in the sixth week, the final week of session 7. And as you know, for session 8, I believe there's a 2-week break now. And then we are going to go on with session 8, and we will continue reading in the time section of Knowledge of Time and Space. So I hope that you're finding that fruitful. I personally have thought that it's a great opportunity to, how shall I say it, engage a sustained presentation. You know, Rinpoche presents these ideas in many different ways, and actually we'll look at that a little bit right at the beginning of when we go to this reading for today. And I think part of the reason he does that is because you know, he doesn't want you to get stuck on any one particular way, because, you know, he's not presenting a theory about the way time works. He's pointing towards possibilities for understanding time differently. And that means that when you look in the different books, you find different presentations and all sorts of really interesting ideas and creative possibilities. But it's also helpful sometimes, as we've been doing, to go straight through a section and really have a chance for weeks at a time to kind of think through the way that he's presenting in this particular place and in this particular context, the way he's presenting the opportunities for uncovering a new creativity or a new dynamic, let's say, within time. So that's the general, most general point. I think it was probably, I mean, one of the reasons I mentioned it is probably because at the very start of this reading, and I want to spend a little time with the first paragraph of the reading, and then we're going to go over the, then we'll do a practice, and then we'll go from there. But in that first paragraph, there are a number of points made that relate back to things that we've already looked at in the last few weeks, and I want to take a little time to point that out. So we'll work our way through the first paragraph and then go on and do an exercise.